This is the year 1531 when Our Lady appeared to San Juan Diego. He was a man in his early 50s, but a recent convert to the faith. A poor, humble man who was on his way, just walking, and he encountered this beautiful woman who gave him the message to go to the bishop to tell him to build a church in her honor. He went, and the bishop listened to him and said, "But come back, I'll listen to you later." And so the next day, when Our Lady appeared again, Juan Diego said, "Send somebody else, someone who's more eloquent than I am, because the bishop's not listening." She said, "I have many messengers, but I want you to send this message." So once again, he went, and the bishop said, "Well, give me a sign." So the next time Juan Diego encountered Our Blessed Mother, she said, "Go to the top of the hill, which was covered in snow, and pick the roses, and bring those roses to the bishop, and that will be the sign." And these are roses that were not native to the land. He gathered the roses in his mantle, in his tilma, and brought them to the bishop, and said, "Here's your sign." And as the roses fell to the ground, the image of Our Lady of Guadalupe was found on the front of his tilma, who almost 500 years later is still there. And you can do the research online about the magnificence of this image. It's indescribable. It's incredible. It defies all logic and all science how this image became on the tilma and how it remains. This poor man's garment that normally would deteriorate within a couple of decades, 500 years later, is still there. Just part of the miracle of Our Blessed Mother. I'm sure Juan Diego, like St. Elizabeth, thought, "How is it that the Mother of the Lord comes to me?" But it's just the love of the Mother. How many of you who are mothers, or how many of us of our mothers, know the love of a mother, and just how lovingly and selflessly they give of themselves for their children to share the love of God? And this is what our Heavenly Mother does for us. We heard in the book of Revelation from that first reading, the battle between God and Satan for life. How the evil one seeks to destroy life. And with Jesus, as with the time of the 1500s in what is now Mexico, the child sacrifice. They said one of every five children were sacrificed through their Aztec practice of their faith in order to appease the gods. One out of every five children were sacrificed, which is why we implore Our Blessed Mother as a patroness of the unborn, because that number, one out of every five in the Aztec community, pales to the number of children sacrificed in America to abortion and birth control. The battle continues. We seek Our Blessed Mother's intercession. We implore her protection for all life, especially the life of the unborn. Let us be serious about this intercession and serious about this battle that we're in, and how easy it is to lose sight of just what it is we're fighting for. We're fighting for life. And the message that Our Blessed Mother gave to San Juan Diego says, "Listen, put into your heart, my youngest and dearest son, that the thing that frightens you, the thing that afflicts you, is nothing. Do not let it disturb you. Am I not here, I who am your mother? Are you not under my shadow and protection? Am I not the source of your joy? Are you not in the hollow of my mantle and the crossing of my arms? Do you need something more? Let nothing else worry you or disturb you. Our Lady of Guadalupe, pray for us."